If you haven't tried Abercrombie denim yet, you're missing out. Denim should fit like this. It's all about proportions. Abercrombie has their classic fits and athletic fits for guys who want a little more room in the thigh. When you find your staple fit, it'll be the pair you reach for day after day for every plan. Shop Abercrombie Denim in the app, online, and in store.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, August 7th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. OpenAI has unveiled GPT-5. Its most advanced AI model comes after more than 2 years of development that saw a series of setbacks and delays. CEO Sam Altman said interacting with the chatbot is akin to talking with a doctorate-level expert in any topic. OpenAI said GPT-5 will be available for all at no cost starting today. The release follows a year of massive revenue growth for the company, which is still losing money at a rapid clip as it races to develop artificial general intelligence. News Corp, owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. Firefly Aerospace had a successful public debut today. Shares in the space company began trading at $70 on the NASDAQ, up from their initial public offering price of $45, ultimately closing at over $60 a share. The company raised $868 million in the listing, which comes 5 months after it successfully touched down on the lunar surface. The NASA-funded mission was the first fully successful private moon landing. Two other companies tied to space and defense also completed public offerings this year, Voyager Technologies and Karman Holdings. And we exclusively report that General Motors plans to import batteries from China, despite steep tariffs imposed by President Trump. GM will buy the batteries from China's contemporary Amperex Technology, one of the world's largest battery makers, for about 2 years. According to people familiar with the plan, the deal will serve as a stopgap until it and its Korean partner LG Energy Solution can increase production of lower-cost batteries in the U.S. The batteries are used to power Chevy's most affordable electric car. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.